Chad Reed. I believe this was his 17th Anaheim one. Is that right? Does that make sense?
Holy smokes.
Yeah. And he kind of talked about that. In fact, I kind of teased him a little bit because he looked bored to tears when he wasn't answering questions. But he said, I've been here before, and that this is going to be a whole new season, a whole new Chad Reed if you listen to this conversation.
Here's Statman with a two-timer. Speed Freaks Pits in the Lucas Oil Studios.
Chad Reed, it's great to see you. Another Anaheim, to be frank, dude. You bought your championships. You brought them to the news conference today, and you look bored to tears up there.
It was, you know, these things are, they're the same, you know, like they're consistent. I would call them that.
Consistent. That's a way to put it.
Yeah. My 17th, you know, my 17th time showing up to this event. So I think I, you know, I have a little credit in calling it what it is. I've done a few of these things. But yeah, nothing changes, you know, the vibe, the excitement.
Isn't it exciting after a whole year of being off for training? Now the around the corner is 2 days away.
Yeah, I mean, this, like I said, this is my 17th time here, and you know, at this point, you're kind of like, okay, you're excited. You know, you've done the work. You're not a rookie anymore. It's not like you changed a whole lot of things or people or anything like that. It's just more about coming here and being ready to do the job, and that's on Saturday night. And I think their hashtag this year, let's drop the gates, is a perfect way of how somebody that's been around in a time or two feels. You know, you just... You know, you get here and you hype up the event and I like doing that. You know, like as boring as it is, it's fun. I'll be disappointed the year that I have to stand at the back and no longer be a part of it. So while I can be a part of it, you know, I want to give it my best and my all. And yeah, I'm excited. Looking forward to Saturday.
You've got a guy that you're kind of mentoring, Cooper Webb. You're bringing him along. Do you remember the people that were mentoring you? Does that come to mind? Do you have an idea of how you'd like to bring him along behind you?
You know, I think mentoring's isn't the right word I would use, because at the end of the day, you're racing him, and he's kind of like the new cool kid on the block within the team, you know, and he's their future. You know, and you start to feel like you're used goods. And so I want to show him, like, kid, I can still beat you, you know. And
wait a minute. As competitive as you are, I know you bring that to the gate when they drop the gate and so forth, but it's still, kid, I want to be, did they treat you that way when you came along, when you were the Cooper Webb a few years ago?
Yeah, totally. I mean, David Villeman, to answer your question, David Villeman, Tim Ferry were the guys that were my teammates when I came into the team in 2003. And they were all, you know, kind of like, who's this punk kid, you know? And I don't have that feeling about him, like, oh, this punk kid. I actually am good friends with Cooper. But to say I'm his mentor, I think it's taken it a little far, because I equally want to beat him as much as I would be willing to help him in any way that he was to ask. So like I said up there, I want to be more the person that can give advice when asked, set an example that maybe he can see, because that's what I remember from what Villeman and Ferry did. You know, like I was a big sponge, you know, I seen what they did here, there, and every way, how they trained, how they prepared, how they worked with their mechanics, how they set up their bikes, like all those things I took on and I watched from afar. And it really shaped me for who I am today. So if I can be that positive person, for Cooper, and then I'm doing my job.
You want to teach him everything he knows, but not everything you know.
Yeah, a little bit like that, I guess. And you know, and there will be a day that you know, that I hope he's, you know, stays within the Yamaha family as I do, beyond my racing years. And I think it would be nice to work with somebody like that. I think he has a lot of potential. You know, I think his attitude, his personality, is fun for our sport. So yeah, beyond my racing years of going against him, I would really like to be able to help him on a much bigger level than what I will when I'm racing him.
As the years come along for Chad Reed, does the training change? Does it take more to get ready for 17, 20 races that are coming up?
Yes and no. You know, I think the training evolves, you know, like from year to year. You learn a little bit, you know, like what worked last year or may not work this year, and vice versa. You kind of like, you try to have a bit of a, like, you look at your year last year, where you were strong and where you were weak, and you try to work on your weaknesses and then try to build on your strengths.
Can you make that decision objectively? Say, look, I need some help in this area and I can work on it?
Yeah, I think you do. And you know, like, I'm not afraid to look in the mirror and see, like, where I'm falling short. You know, as a rider,
it takes that to win championships, doesn't it?
It really does. You know, you have to be responsible for where it's doing, because I honestly believe, as far as the skill that it takes to get the job done, there's nobody on the starting line that has what I don't have. You know, yeah, they have a little youth on their side, but no skill is higher than what I have. So it comes down to executing and getting the job done. And I think that's what Ryan Dungey does, and what people underestimate with Ryan. He goes about getting the job done quietly. So I think that they underestimate it, but he's ruthless. You know, I think he works hard, works on his riding, and just nails all aspects of what it takes to be a champ, you know, to win races and be consistent. And
is Reed's hashtag, is that going to be ruthless this year?
Yeah, maybe. For me, I have the consistency, you know, like I set the bar for consistency, you know, like I had the record before last year on consistency, and still now he doesn't have as many podiums as I have, so I still haven't covered in that part. So I needed, more than anything, just get back to me, really. People think that age, it's going away, and I just think that life is about timing, and I just need a little better timing and need to be in the right place at the right time to get back to where I once was. And I think that the off season and the team and the bike, I think I can get back there.
Did running a team maybe take that away from you? Now you want to get back to that ruthless guy that was there 5 years ago?
Yeah, I want to be that ruthless guy. And I think that you as an athlete, you can be very selfish in the way of just doing you. You know, when you're a team owner, you have to kind of lose a little bit of the selfishness, and you have to think about a lot of other people and accommodate a lot of other people. So I think that you lose a little bit of the ruthless, you know, ness a little bit. So I don't know. I feel back to my older self, or should I say younger self. I just care about me. I want to win. Don't care about too many other people, to be honest. A lot of respect there, but just at the end of the day, everyone's trying to take food off your table, and I just want to keep doing my thing, you know?
Finally, Chad Reed, how would you know? You've got experience winning championships. How long will it take you to know this is a championship season?
I think that you can tell right away. You know, 4 or 5 races in, you know if you got what it takes to be there sustainably week in and week out. So when we make the turn and we head east, it's normally pretty clear where you're at, for good or bad.
Thanks, Mark.
Cheers, man. Thank you.
2-time Supercross champion with Statman, Chad Reed, Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios. Statman, you were there at the press conference just prior to Anaheim 1, which wrapped up last night. What was the vibe there at the press conference? Was there still that same excitement that we've seen years prior?
Wow, frankly, no. I don't think that I don't think the stars, maybe the stars don't resonate to me like Ricky and Jeremy and James and Chad. And when used to be that podium up there was filled with legends. And now there's all these new names that haven't won a race, much less won a championship. There's Ryan Dungey, there's Roczen, there's Chad Reed. They just don't, they're not in the same category to me as, you know, a Jeremy or a Ricky. I mean, you know, when you talk about Jeremy and Ricky and James and Chad, these are like one name guys like Michael and LeBron and you know, Peyton and Brady. They're names, and I didn't see that from the podium up there. I think that's the one thing that hit me more than anything, is that maybe we're going through a transition now where we need to get the competition. Somebody needs to challenge Ryan Dungey. Dungey's won two straight championships. Maybe Chad needs to be ruthless and challenge him for the title this year. Maybe it's Roczen. Roczen showed up in a suit instead of a tailored suit and a new Acura NSX as a Honda driver, instead of with the, you know, the boots and the uniform that some of the other guys did. I don't know, but there needs to be good guys and bad guys and rivalries and guys that won't speak to each other because they're looking to kick their butts on the track. And that, you know, Travis Pastrana, those names that just aren't, star power anymore.
So clearly, James Stewart was missing in more ways than one. But do you think, I mean, this is the exact same thing we said last year. We just didn't feel the oomph going into Anaheim 1 that has been there in years past. And to be honest, we can almost pinpoint it to Ryan Villopoto being gone. And he had two championships in a row, and he was kind of the bad guy champion. But people, you either loved him or you hated him. Is the series missing Ryan Villopoto?
Yes. It's missing Villopoto. And last night, when you watched the race, Dungey came back from like fifth in 20 minutes to challenge Roczen, who jumped off from the beginning. I think Roczen, what's the guy from France? Mosquin won the gate out of the gate thing, but the whole shot award, but Roczen took over right away, and Dungey chased him down, finished second. There was a time when that just didn't happen. You know, the guys were fighting, and last lap passes and all that sort of stuff. And there needs to be a challenge to Dungey. If Dungey runs away with it again this year, I think it might lose a little more. The one thing that I did notice last night were empty seats at Anaheim Stadium. And
whoa, they said sold out crowd on TV and in the press releases.
When I watched on television, there were empty seats. Wasn't a lot, but there were, you know, there was times when people were standing in line to get into the place, remember? So maybe they need to have some rivalry. They need to have some names out there, and maybe that'll come about during the season. But yeah, I think you're right, Crash. They miss Villopoto. Alessi was supposed to fill in some of that. He's disappeared. He's not a challenger anymore. And Dungey is the dude. And if Chad can challenge him, then that maybe that energy will come back to the series.